Con Show. 720 WGN. Just a few minutes left. So let's talk to our accountant. He's the official accountant of the Rokon Show. And, well, for reasons that, because he's my accountant, that's exactly why. And he will not be discussing my taxes with you at any given moment. All right, let's talk to Joel Herman from Orba, Austro Reason, Burkhart and Abrams. I had to learn that because I had to write that check a number of times, Joel. All right, let's talk. I want to talk about what this means for taxpayers, because there's so much confusion about what this CARES Act is going to do and how much money we know now for sure that the tax filing deadline isn't until July 15th. That means we don't have to pay until July 15th, right?
Correct. And it changed a few times because first they said you don't have to pay, but the filing deadline was April 15th. And except for people that owe over $1 million, then they changed their mind and said, nope, you could extend until the filing deadline is July 15th, and the payments are due July 15th. And then they clarified it's for everybody. However, not all the states necessarily followed suit right away.
Illinois followed suit.
Illinois just did. They announced a few days ago that they have extended the filing deadline to July 15th as well. However, while all 2019 tax returns are due July 15th, 2019, and all taxes are 2020, right? I'm living in the past. We're an accountant. Federal and state, your 2019 taxes aren't due till July 15th. However, many people owe quarterly estimates. And if you owe first quarter estimates for federal, that's also July 15th. But Illinois has said, no, that's still due on April 15th.
Oh, that is good to know. All right, so for people who have to make contributions to an IRA or SEP IRA or any of those kinds of things, do they have to make those contributions on April 15th, by April 15th, or July 15th?
Now, that is now July 15th. So those are always due by the deadline. So with the deadline now being July 15th, IRAs are now due July 15th. And you kind of need it extended because you don't exactly know if you're eligible for certain kinds of IRAs until you have your tax return done. So those are due July 15th. And then also HSA contributions. Those generally you have until the due date of the tax return or April 15th of 20 to pay your 2019 HSA contribution for those that have them, and those are due July 15th as well.
Okay, so people who are getting checks, what does that mean for their taxes? Are they going to have to declare those on their 2020 taxes? Are they going to have to pay tax on the money that they're getting? The number that the White House was saying a couple days ago was about $3,400 for a family of four, the average family of four. That money, first of all, do we have any idea when it's actually going to show up? And then are we going to be taxed on it?
So those are the rebate checks based on the CARES Act law that just passed. So those are $1,200 per individual, $2,400 for a married couple, and then an extra $500 if you have kids under 17. And those are supposed to start being issued, as the IRS says, shortly. The way that's really treated, though, is it's a 2020 rebate, and the way it's treated is it'll be reflected on your 2020 tax return, but it's not taxable. It's just reflected as an overpayment, kind of like you had paid in some estimates from 19 towards 2020. If you get the rebate check, then you don't get that overpayment in 2020. And if you're one of those people that are eligible for it but did not get a check, then you get it as an overpayment, a credit on your 2020 tax return.
Even if you make over $100,000 a year?
No, there's a limit on those who get the rebate checks. The limit is it's for adjusted gross incomes of $75,000 for singles and $150,000 for joint filers, and then if you're head of household, it's kind of in between, it's $112,500. So it starts to phase out at those thresholds. So for a single person, its AGI is $75,000, and it reduces about $5 for every $100 of income. So once you're single and you're at $99,000, you're completely phased out. And then for married couples, from $150, once you're over $198,000, then you're completely phased out.
Twice a year I sit around with him like this, and this is all I hear. All right, what about people who are on Social Security?
I'm not real good at numbers. Yeah, I was thinking in my head here.
What does people on Social Security, are they going to get those checks, do we think?
So people are, everyone's entitled to them if you're under the threshold. And as long as you're not claimed as a dependent on someone else's return, there are certain limitations on foreign people as well. But yes, even people on Social Security or who may not have even filed a return in the past are entitled to them.
Okay, but how do they do that? They would have to apply for it, because if you have not filed a return in the past, how would they find you?
Well, the government has said that they have information from your Social Security, the 1099s that the Social Security Administration issues to you. So they have that information, but if you don't get the check, then you will have to file a 2020 return in order to get that credit. So the government's supposed to automatically start issuing these based on your previous filings, and that's where kind of the catch is. Even though the deadline has been extended, some people that maybe had high income in 2018 but have much lower income in 2019, maybe they want to go ahead and hurry up and file that 2019 return because it'll make them eligible for the check.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line is, you should be getting the check. If you're in that, a family under $150,000, an individual under $75,000, you should be expecting a check of some form, and the sweet spot there is about $90,000 for a family is probably where the sweet spot is. You're going to get the maximum amount. Let's wait for them to come out, and then people can ask questions. It's not a taxable event, though. Either you're getting it and it's a credit,
right,
or if you don't get it, you can get the credit against it. Okay, so we know.
Right, if you're entitled to it, you're supposed to get it automatically. And again, entitled to the full amount is under 75 for singles and under 150 for families. And if you're entitled to the full amount, they're supposed to automatically send it out based on how you filed your 2019 or your 2018 return if you haven't filed 19 yet. Now,
okay. Yes.
Here's kind of one of they. It also, if they send it out based on your 2018 return,
mm-hmm.
Because let's say you're a family and you're married filing joint and your gross income is under 150 and you're entitled to the full, you have one kid, so you're entitled to 2,400 plus another 500, 2,900, mm-hmm. and they send it out to you. And then you file your 2019 return, and your income is way higher over the threshold, you don't have to give it back.
Oh. You know what? I don't even understand what the run-up to that was, but I like the end. You don't have to give it back.
If they don't pay you enough, yeah, you get it as a credit on your 2020 return.
All right.
If they pay you too much, because they automatically sent it, you don't have to give it back.
All right. Joel Herman from Orba, Austro Reason, Burkhardt Neighbors. We'll talk to you again, Joel. And people love the numbers. I think I'm going to add some musical accompaniment to it. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate you being with us.